A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, January 22nd, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalaz. Right now, it's raining in downtown Salt Lake City and 33 degrees.
A crash at Center Street by the freeway in North Salt Lake. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The impeachment trial is underway in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opened the proceedings.
The framers of our Constitution knew that the Senate, and only the Senate, could handle. Our founders trusted the Senate to rise above short-term passions and factionalism. They trusted the Senate to soberly consider what has actually been proven and which outcome best serves the nation. That's a pretty high bar, Mr. President. And you might say that later today, this body will take our entrance exam.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer quickly countered, calling the Senate rules a cover-up.
The McConnell rules seem to be designed by President Trump for President Trump. It asks the Senate to rush through as fast as possible and makes getting evidence as hard as possible. It could force presentations to take place at 2 or 3 in the morning so the American people won't see them. In short, the McConnell resolution will result in a rush trial with little evidence in the dark of night.
Just before the Senate started to debate the impeachment trial rules, Utah Senator Mitt Romney was stopped in the hallway by a CNN reporter and was asked if he would vote for amendments to change the rules outlined by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The big issue, I think, relates to witnesses and the discussion of witnesses. The vote on witnesses that counts is going to be after opening arguments. My guess is today they're going to have lots of motions on witnesses. We've all told them we're not going to deal with that now. We're going to deal with that after opening arguments, just like during the Clinton process.
You're going to vote against all the amendments today?
I will. Well, I haven't seen all the amendments, but if they bring up witness amendments, for instance, I'm going to say no. I've already indicated I am interested to hear from John Bolton, perhaps among others. But I'm not going to be making that vote today. I'm going to make that vote after the opening.
Romney says the Democrats are making a mistake by challenging the rules. Utah Senator Mike Lee says he doesn't see any scenario where the president would be convicted in the Senate.
The charges made by the House prosecutors are not well-founded. They don't articulate any offense that is impeachable or, in my view, even criminal or wrong.
He spoke live on KSL News Radio's David Dujanovic. He says the president's defense will pull no punches and come out strong. While the impeachment trial goes forward in Washington, President Trump is attending the World Economic Forum in Davos. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
President Trump is keeping one eye on the Senate impeachment trial set to get underway in Washington, calling it disgraceful. But he says his work at the World Economic Forum in Davos is critical for the U.S. economy as he makes a sales pitch for the world to invest in America.
Well, we're here meeting with world leaders, the biggest, most important people in the world, and we're bringing back tremendous business to the United States, and they're all here to see.
White House officials said the president would be briefed on developments in the Senate trial and probably tune in for a bit. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Turning now to KSL's top local stories, a developing story in West Jordan where a man has died after being stabbed. Police are currently searching for the suspect. Joining us live from the scene is KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Maria, this happened right in front of the victim's home on 3825 West. Investigators say the victim got into some sort of fight with the suspect between 4 and 5 in the morning. However, family members of the victim did not call 911. West Jordan Police Sergeant J.C. Holt says they took him straight to Jordan Valley Medical Center.
The report actually had come in from the hospital. They called us. An emergency staff member called and said, you know, we just had an individual come in that has some injuries that you guys need to be here and check out.
The victim died at the hospital. Holt says they're still trying to figure out what the initial fight between the suspect and the victim was about. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Students at Grantsville High were back in class today for the first time since losing a classmate in Friday's shooting inside the Haney home. Four family members were killed in the shootings, and a teenage suspect is in a juvenile detention center. Counselors are at the school, and students from other schools made signs showing their love and their support. Funeral services for Alejandra, Alexis, Matthew, and Milan Haney will be held this Friday. Intermountain Healthcare has announced plans for a second primary children's hospital campus.
This is just the beginning of a healthier future.
The new hospital will be constructed in Lehigh. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has details.
The five-story, 66-bed campus will provide a number of services not available elsewhere in Utah County. The project got off the ground thanks in part to Gail Miller, who donated $50 million to the cause.
I know that for a young mother, the need is great to have the people caring for your children understand you and what you're going through.
Officials say both trauma and emergency services will be available at the Lehigh location, in addition to both inpatient and outpatient behavioral health. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
We will go in depth on this topic, learn more about the new hospital coming up at 12:15. Coming up on KSL, mom and dad jump in when a mountain lion attacks a three-year-old. And a look at your noontime drive.
We have had an accident. It's in the final cleanup stages at the Center Street off-ramp from southbound I-15 in North Salt Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
We love our KSL listeners, so we're giving away $500 and free gas three times a day for weeks. Earn your Maverick fuel card at KSLNewsRadio.com. Then listen to KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
It's hard to believe 2020 is already here. Where does time go? With a new year and start upon us, I'm going to challenge you to place one more priority on your list. What would you give for a fresh set of eyeballs? I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and my request is simple. If you're working with another financial advisor, give us the opportunity to provide you a fresh set of eyeballs. You already see the value a financial advisor can bring, so you're the type of client we enjoy working with the most. However, not all advisors are the same. Our advisors are not just financial advisors, they're fiduciary advisors. We have hearts of teachers and are a vetted Dave Ramsey provester and will always place your best interest first. And that's exactly why most of our clients come from other financial advisors. For a fresh set of eyeballs, call us today, 801-899-7600, or visit us at TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Winter brings snow and ice, and snow and ice can do terrible things to your roof and your home. Wasatch Heat Cable specializes in heat cabling, snow retention, and roof ice removal. They're the best in the business because this is what they do year-round. And right now, Wasatch Heat Cable is offering a free automated controller with qualifying purchase through the end of January. Listen to what Shane says about Wasatch Heat Cable.
I live in Park City, and Wasatch Heat Cable came out and steamed off an ice dam from my roof. I had water leaking in, causing major damage. I was amazed at the equipment they used and how professional they were. They removed the ice in a matter of an hour or two. We now have heat cable on the roof with no issues. I definitely recommend Wasatch Heat Cable.
To schedule your estimate, call 801-866-1110. That's 801-866-1110. Or visit WasatchHeatCable.com. Schedule your estimate today. Visit WasatchHeatCable.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top story this hour. It is the impeachment trial that is underway in the Senate. We'll continue to follow that for you throughout the afternoon and bring you the very latest right here on KSL News Radio. A little boy was saved from an attack by a mountain lion in California thanks to some quick thinking by his parents. ABC's Sherry Preston has the story.
A mom and dad on a hike in Orange County, California, had to fend off a mountain lion attack. It was going after their three-year-old son.
The three-year-old was out in front. A mountain lion came out of somewhere, attacked the three-year-old, grabbed him by the neck, and started dragging him.
Fire authority Captain Tony Bomartillo. Landon Wright was on the same trail. He saw the whole thing happen.
The bravery of the mom and the dad, with the dad throwing the backpack at the mountain lion, it maybe saved his life.
The little boy is fine. The mountain lion was euthanized. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Police are going to give road safety training to all staff at the U.S. base in England following the death of a British teen in an accident last summer. More now from ABC's Tom Rivers in London.
It's widely believed American driver Ann Sekulis, who struck motorcyclist Harry Dunn, was on the wrong side of the road. Since then, there have been two other wrong side near accidents near the base, RAF Croton, hence the move. Although the driving training here is something that would be supported, it doesn't change the fact that Brits want Ann Sekulis back in the UK to face justice. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Americans are getting an average of less than 6 hours of sleep at night. An annual survey says adults are sleeping 47 minutes less than they did a year ago. People said they do their best to get good sleep, but it doesn't always work. Interesting to note that people took more naps, averaging 115 compared to 93 the year before. Now I wish I could say I was getting more naps. Ricky Meese, are you getting more or less sleep than you were a year ago?
Enough sleep at all, so I agree with you. I think it's the nature of our business, too, though. So we need more naps.
Traffic and Weather is sponsored by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. And Ricky, what's happening on the roads today?
Well, I don't have anything reported in this area yet, but I'm definitely seeing some slowdown southbound I-15 in Utah County going from Pleasant Grove into Linden. We'll keep our eyes out and see if anything's happening. It looks like there may be something in the Linden area, possibly a new crash. I'm trying to bring it up on the camera, and we'll just give you information as soon as it becomes available. We have had an earlier accident reported Center Street at the off-ramp to southbound I-15 in the North Salt Lake area, but it's moving along just fine. It's just been cleared, and so overall, it's pretty quiet on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on the forecast now.
Got some showers out there, 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, few sprinkles and 33 degrees. And still to come on Utah's new news, Intermountain Healthcare has made a major announcement. It's opening a new primary children's hospital in Lehigh. We're going to go in-depth on that subject coming up at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. Whatever your politics, the next generation of business leaders will deal with increased pressure to be environmentally responsible. Companies that learn to adjust to changes in the environment and changes in the social views about the environment will have a competitive advantage. This does not mean greenwashing, a popular term for paying lip service to environmental concerns. This does mean creating more with less, what many Utah companies are already doing, supporting public transportation, telecommuting, video conferencing and training instead of travel, recycling, waste reduction. Environmentally sensitive companies are more profitable, not less. Learn more about sustainability leadership in a Huntsman online MBA program, now offering 1 and 2 year options. Go to HuntsmanMBA.com. That's HuntsmanMBA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
Hi there. Welcome to JCW's. What can I get for you today?
Hey, yeah, I'd like a ranch bacon burger in a combo with onion rings, please.
Okay, got it. And for you, sir?
Uh-huh. I can't decide. There's so much.
Oh, go for the Hawaiian burger. That thing's a humdinger.
A hum whatter? A hum what?
Yeah, it's a third-pound burger, and they pile a bunch of ham on it and then top it off with a thick slice of pineapple. You know, JCW's. Quality and a lot of it. Now hurry up.
Is he serious?
Well, actually, all our burgers are one-third pound at JCW's.
Humdinger, huh?
Uh-huh.
Guess he is. Okay, done. I'll take the Hawaiian, a grasshopper shake.
Ooh, good choice.
Fries.
Hey, this is Clark for JCW's The Burger Boys. Stop into any of our 5 locations today and experience quality food and service at its best. We're located in American Fork, Thanksgiving Point, Provo, South Jordan, and our new location in Harriman. Come in and see why at JCW's we believe in quality and a lot of it.
Tim and Amanda this afternoon out at ARUP Blood Services. Good afternoon, guys.
Hello there, Maria. Yep, we are back at the Sandy Donor Center, 9780 West at ARUP. They're going to be open until 7 o'clock tonight. And Amanda, we did a story this morning that the Red Cross is low on their O negative or O positive. And I came in and asked Jen, and she went, oh, boy, it's been that way for a while.
We are also low on O negative and O positive, and I think it's kind of a nationwide thing. We've been low for, I'm going to say, over a week now. Wow. So
attention, all people who have O blood, we need you.
We do, and we've got a great little gift for you, too, if you come down here, a $10 Megaplex gift card.
Yeah. The good news is there were people waiting at the door when you opened this morning.
Yeah, they must have heard our plea.
I fought through a line coming in, but we told you this the last time we were out here. One in three of us will need a transfusion in our lifetime. So as the three of us sit at this table, one of us is actually going to need that if we haven't already in our lives.
Right.
Plus, you're the sole blood provider for the children's hospitals. And I think about those kids up at Shriners. And you know what? There's probably a lot of O-positive, O-negative kids up there who need our
there
blood.
There are. In fact, we have three O-pos pediatrics surgeries scheduled this week that we need to fill orders for.
Well, just yesterday, the hospitals had 49 patients needing blood, and they used 107 units. Yesterday, the need is great. We hope you'll come by and see us. We'll be at the Sandy Donor Center till 3 this afternoon. They'll be here till 7 o'clock tonight. We'll thank you in advance on behalf of our friends at ARUP.
KSL News Time 12:15, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Intermountain Healthcare has announced plans for a second primary children's hospital campus to be constructed in Lehigh. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, a man is dying after being stabbed in West Jordan near 9200 South and 38th West. Police believe they know who the suspect is and they are searching for him. Third is a look at your noontime drive, sponsored by Mountain America Investment Services. Retirement planning, here's Ricky Meese.
It's a crash with injuries on very wet roads in Utah County. That's what's causing your delays. Southbound I-15 at about 300 North, approaching the Linden area. At least one, possibly two, right lanes are blocked. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds out there, some showers and 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A few sprinkles and 33 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The Senate's been debating the rules of the impeachment trial. It's set to begin today. Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell originally wanted none of the House inquiry evidence admitted and no new witnesses or evidence, just opening statements by the House managers and the president's legal team over 3 days. But now ABC News has learned that evidence from the House inquiry will now be admitted. White House lawyer Pat Cipollone telling the Senate,
"We believe that once you hear those initial presentations, the only conclusion will be that the president has done absolutely nothing wrong."
Lead Democratic House Manager Adam Schiff,
"The misconduct set out in those articles is the most serious ever charged against a president."
ABC News senior congressional correspondent Mary Bruce,
"Democrats today are going to try and force votes on several motions to change these rules, to try and amend them. They're going to call up motions to try and force votes to produce documents and guarantee witnesses. But we do expect all of those motions to fail, because even the key handful of Republicans who have said that they are interested in hearing possibly from witnesses have signed on essentially with Mitch McConnell's plan to do so at a much later date."
President Trump is in Davos, Switzerland for the annual World Economic Forum. U.S. health officials are on high alert after hundreds of people in central China have contracted a new mystery virus that at first seems like a cold or a flu. Travelers from there are being screened, says ABC's Gio Benitez.
"Here in New York at JFK and in California at LAX and SFO, the CDC is screening thousands of travelers. The World Health Organization is holding an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss this virus. And now we know it has the potential to spread from human to human."
Several deaths from the virus are reported, none in the U.S. As Boeing struggles to overcome its 737 MAX troubles, a major competitor, Airbus, is boosting its production capacity. It's converting a plant that was building the discontinued A380 to assemble the popular A321 jetliner. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Intermountain Healthcare made a major announcement today saying that they're going to build a second primary children's hospital campus in Lehigh. Joining me live in the studio to talk more about the announcement is KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who was there when the announcement was made. And John, give us an idea. Do we have any idea where this new hospital is going to be?
Good afternoon, Maria. We don't have specifics. We know it's coming to Lehigh, and officials that were today at the announcement very specifically said they wanted to target Utah County. They said it's growing population-wise. By the year 2040, so just 20 years from now, there's going to be more kids in Utah County than Salt Lake County. So they've been targeting that region for some time. They said it's coming to Lehigh. We don't have a timetable, and we don't have a specific area in Lehigh. We just know coming to Lehigh, a second hospital. And also the big announcement along with this, $50 million donated by Gail Miller and the Miller Foundation to help get this off the ground and coming sometime here in the near future.
Are they giving any specifics at all about what we can expect? Is it going to be just like the primary children's hospital we have here in in Salt Lake County?
Well, I think they're going to try and model it after that. As much of the different components they could bring from the one here to there, I think would be a positive thing. Some of the specifics they did touch on that will also be at this new one: emergency services, trauma care, behavioral health, both inpatient and outpatient for that. So they're looking to bring all the things that you can get here in terms of surgical, the surgeons on site. They want to bring all of that to that other one and make it just as well-rounded as the one in Salt Lake is to Lehigh, hopefully.
But no set date for completion.
No set date for completion, and like I said, no specific area yet either. But nonetheless, still a really exciting announcement to be able to have this second primary care coming sometime, you would think, in the relative near future.
Right, that's quite a drive for those folks in Utah County to come.
That's right.
All right, John, thank you for your report. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45, KSL News Time 1219. Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic, and weather. Sponsored by Mountain America Investment Services, Retirement Planning, and here's Ricky Meese.
Well, for Utah County drivers, a right lane is blocked due to a crash with possible injuries. Southbound I-15 approaching Linden at about 300 north, and it is causing backups in the area. Once you're past it, it's fine, other than you're dealing with wet driving conditions. So, lights and wipers on. Also, a crash northbound Harrison Boulevard, 29th Street in Ogden. It is blocking the northbound to turn westbound direction. It's the sale you've been waiting for, Mr. Mack's Winter Clearance Sale. Brand names, clearance prices on suits, coats, shoes, ties, and shirts. Spot red tags for more savings at all 9 Mr. Mack locations. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Scattered showers today. High temperatures topping out at 45. We'll see both rain and snow showers tomorrow with a high of 43. And then clouds on Thursday, high 44. We're up to 45 on Friday. Partly cloudy skies. Great looking weekend. Temperatures in the upper 40s both Saturday and Sunday with partly cloudy skies both days. And then a lot of clouds on Monday. 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 33 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, quick check of the markets shows a lot of the markets are in negative territory. We'll get you a complete update coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1221.
Do you want to know the fastest and safest way that you can increase your wealth? It's by reducing your taxes. And taking some preventative steps now could help you save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in retirement. Learn how much money you could save with a free retirement tax analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for retirement planning.
If you've saved more than $200,000, be one of the first 10 callers to get your free analysis now at 801-682-4448. Reducing your taxes could be the fastest and safest way to increase your retirement savings. Call 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. Boss Retirement Solutions and its representatives are not licensed tax professionals. This material has been presented for informational purposes only.
New Year's is coming, and new looks in your home could be on the way at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Carpet, hardwood, and laminate flooring, tile, and granite countertops, and hold on, it's all priced up to 60% off during the massive January clearance sale at all 11 Ogden's Flooring and Design locations, where they must sell all of their current inventory to make room for new 2020 products. 60% off. And right now, you can also get 0% interest for 12 months, OAC. You'll find remnants starting at $99, which will cover an average bedroom. $99. So if you want to ring something in, make it a new look in your home. Visit Ogden'sFlooring.com to learn more or to find a store near you. Find your new look for New Year's. Ogden's Flooring and Design. Online at Ogden'sFlooring.com.
For every room in your home, every room in your home, Ogden's Flooring and Design.
In 1956, Mom and Dad bought the vacant lot across the street. The master bathroom had a very purple toilet with a matching purple sink. We resisted replacing the dated purple 64-year-old toilet because we couldn't find a purple one to match the sink. A while ago, we replaced the purple tank with a white tank and put a plush purple tank cover over it. The bowl was still purple until yesterday. Dun, dun, dun. Getting up and down off a toilet shorter than a chair just got to be too much for Mom. So we put in a white, comfort height, elongated Gerber Viper toilet. She wonders why she waited until she was 92. She says it doesn't match the sink,
but it matches the toilet paper. Want one? I can't give you mom's price, but for $399 installed, it won't cost you much more than we pay. Seriously. In standard height, it's just $299 installed. Call Whipple Service Champions 801-444-FAST. 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee, should I guess what you're talking about today?
You take a shot in the dark.
Impeachment.
Yeah, we're going to cover that a little bit. I have four questions that I want to answer on the program.
Okay.
We're going to talk about some other things. But on the impeachment front, we will share what's happening now, what is interesting, what is frustrating, and what is coming up later. We'll walk through those four questions as we kick off today's show.
Perfect. And you're going to give us any other clues as to what's coming up?
Absolutely. Primary Children's Hospital is opening up a second location. My own baby daughter spent a few nights at Primary Children's, and I'm especially grateful. We're going to talk to the CEO of Primary Children's here on the program today about why they're opening up a second location and what folks can expect there in down south. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Lee. Lee Lonsberry, Live Mic, coming up at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Facebook says it plans to hire an additional 1,000 employees in Britain. A large number of the new workers will focus on building tools to detect and remove harmful content from Facebook and its other platforms, including WhatsApp and Instagram. KSL Drives, an autonomous car startup owned by General Motors, is today unveiling a vehicle that operates without a driver. The Cruise company says their vehicles lack traditional controls like pedals and a steering wheel, freeing up room for commuters. Retailers and restaurants in China will have to adjust now that the government has announced a ban on plastic bags and straws by the year 2025. Large cities will see the bans put in place even sooner. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently down by 189 points, sitting at 29,159. S&P 500, it is down by 9 points, and the NASDAQ is off by 27 points. Do you give your kids a regular allowance to help teach them financial responsibility? A new study from Rooster Money says 69% of parents do give an allowance. The average account, the average amount, amounts to just under $10 a week. That's 6% more money than it was last year. We are going to check your traffic and weather coming up next, but make sure you join Tim Hughes as he broadcasts live from the Morris Murdoch Travel Show at the Mountain America Expo Center this Friday from 4 to 6. You can go to MorrisMurdochTravel.com for more information as you start planning your vacation season. Right now, we are going to check in with Tim and Amanda. They are out at ARUP Blood Services. Hi, guys.
Hey there, Maria. Yeah, it's a busy day here at ARUP, and that's good news.
Yeah.
This is our second stop of the new year, and we were here just before the end of the year. And it turns out, Amanda, that the need for particularly O positive and O negative blood is huge, not just here, but across the country.
It is. And, you know, whenever I come here, it always makes me feel so good about my ability to help my neighbor. Like, you know, today I had this, as you know, Tim, I had this argument with my son. Whenever I feel like I need to just feel better about my gift to my neighbors, my fellow man, I come by ARUP, I donate blood. Yeah. Or I donate platelets if I have the time. And that way, if I've sort of screwed up at work or I've done something wrong with my family, I sort of make things right by donating blood at ARUP.
Yeah, and by the way, it's more than just O positive and O negative. They'll take any blood type, obviously, but that is in particular need right now. And you talk about doing what you can for your community. It's important to remind everybody that all donations made through ARUP stay right here locally. Utah donors for Utah patients.
Plus, you get a free movie pass. So that way I can take my husband to a movie. It doesn't cost me anything.
And you've done that a few times, I think.
Yeah.
So if you can help today, please do. There are two locations. We happen to be broadcasting today at the Sandy Donor Center. So come see us at 9786 South 500 West. They'll be here till 7 o'clock tonight. We'll be here till 3.
Are you part of an organization that gives back to the community? If so, we want you to tell us about it. Go to UtahGivesBack.com and nominate your organization today. Tell us how you're making a difference in the lives of Utahns, and you could be featured on an upcoming Utah Gives Back story. Listen weekday mornings at 6:57 as we spotlight Utah organizations that give back. Utah Gives Back is presented by Select Health.
KSL News Time, 1229. Let's check your traffic and weather, sponsored by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. And here's Ricky Meese.
We do have right lanes blocked due to a crash with possible injuries southbound I-15, 300 north in Linden. That's causing delays back past Pleasant Grove Boulevard for Utah County drivers. A crash in Weber County, northbound Harrison Boulevard, 29th Street in Ogden. And also a crash in Midvale. This is northbound I-15 at the 7200 south on-ramp, but it is over to the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's take a look at the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Scattered showers and a lot of clouds rest of the day. High temperatures topping out at 45. We'll see more both rain and snow showers early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's high 43. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. Overcast in downtown Salt Lake City and 35 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Intermountain Healthcare has announced plans for a second primary children's hospital campus to be constructed in Lehigh. Katie Welke, VP of Intermountain's Children's Health, explains why they chose this location.
A county where the population is growing so quickly that by 2040, there will be more kids in Utah County than there are in Salt Lake County.
The five-story, 66-bed campus will provide a number of services not available elsewhere in Utah County. Both trauma and emergency services will be available at the Lehigh location, in addition to inpatient and outpatient behavioral health. Today is the deadline for supporters of a referendum on tax reform to submit enough signatures to get the issue on this year's ballot. 116,000 signatures are needed for the referendum to make the cut. Salt Lake County Councilwoman Shireen Gourbani tells KSL it's unclear how many they have right now.
The truth from where I'm sitting is I don't know how many we have. And so I really want to encourage people to get out and sign before 3 o'clock today if you have not.
For more information about the referendum or to find locations to sign, visit Utah2019tax.com. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. President Trump's impeachment trial quickly turned into a partisan fight. Democrats are objecting to the trial rules proposed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. And in developing news, federal health officials have confirmed a case of coronavirus that has been diagnosed in Seattle, Washington. We've learned over the past 24 hours that the virus can be spread from person to person, and at least six people have died from the virus in Asia. The person with the disease in Seattle had traveled there from China. And taking a look at your money at this moment, markets not liking what's going on in Washington. With the Dow down by 188 points, it sits at 29,161. S&P 500 down by 9. The NASDAQ gets off by 27 points.